Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Vav in Erevin is one of the most important topics in all of Maseches Erevin, and that is the status of a Rishus HaRabim, what turns a domain into Rishus HaRabim, and a discussion of the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein about constructing Erevin in New York City. Our Gemara in the bottom of Vav and Aleph introduced us to the phenomenon that when it comes to a Rishus HaRabim, one cannot simply construct a Tzuras HaPesach like our Mishnah suggests in regards to allowing carrying in a Mavui, and even we're going to see later on in a Karmelis, a Tzuras HaPesach would be acceptable. Said Rabbi Yochanan, seven lines from the top of Vav and Beis, Yerushalayim, which was a Rishus HaRabim, Ilmalei Dil Sasen Unalos Belayla Chayovin Alam Rishus HaRabim. Yerushalayim had to be surrounded by Mechitzos, and even the open area where the Rishus HaRabim went through Yerushalayim needed to be closed at night. This is also clear from the opinion of Beis Hillel on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph that says that in a Rishus HaRabim, it must be closed with at least doors on one side. So, in other words, a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for a Rishus HaRabim. It needs to actually be closed. What constitutes a Rishus HaRabim? So here we'll start from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, and then we will go to the words of Rashi on our Amud. Says the Mechaber, in Simen Shin Mem Hei, Siv Zayin, Ezel Rishus HaRabim, what constitutes a Rishus HaRabim? Rechovos Ushvakim, roads, HaRechovim Tez Zayin Amma, that are 16 Amos wide, Ve'enam Mikorim, and they're not covered, Ve'elam Cham, of course we know from the Gemara that we learn out from the Midbar, that the Midbar was 16 Amos wide, Va'afil Yeshlem Choma, and even if they have walls on two sides, Im Heim Mifuloshim Mishar Lishar, if they're open from one side to the next, Ve'ein Dil Salsen Olos Belayla, the Torah adds, Have a Rishus HaRabim. Then in such a case, it's considered a Rishus HaRabim. The Mechaber concludes, quoting a Yesh Omrim, that introduced another fascinating idea. V'yesh Omrim, Kol She'ein Shishim Ribo, Ovrim B'chol Yom, Ein Rishus HaRabim. Some say, if it doesn't have 600,000 people like they did in the Midbar, passing through that area, then it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. In a well-known Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Chav Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this big machlokis between Rishonim, which starts on our Amud, that Rashi in the Dibrei HaMaskil Rishus HaRabim says that the definition of Rishus HaRabim is Ir Shematzuyim Ba Shishim Ribo, and the Be'er Halacha quotes many Rishonim that are of that opinion, and of course, many Rishonim who disagree. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a case of halacha, stam halacha of achakach yesh omrim, that we should paskin like the stam halacha. However, not to protest for those who follow the leniency, who say that the only time it's considered a Rishus HaRabim is if it's a Rishus HaRabim that has 600,000. It is important to note, though, that both the Taz and the Magen Avram, or to put it in other terms, if you look in the standard Shulchan Aruch, most of the poskim actually assume like this Yesh Omrim. However, the Mishkanes Yaakov in Simin Kuf Chaf Tu Chaf Kuf Chaf Beis says one should not be Mako. Of course, the Mishkanes Yaakov was a great Talmud Chacham, who, if I'm not mistaken, learned in the first generation in Volozhin, brothers with the Keren Omer, Ora, one of the great Lithuanian Gaonim of his time. Hence, to this day, many from Lithuanian yeshivas follow this position of the Mishkanes Yaakov. Of course, many Hasidish poskim follow this the approach of Taz and Magen Avram, and we have a classic pshara from the Mishnah Berurah L'chatchila. One should be machmir if there is an area which is 16 amos wide, even if it doesn't have 600,000 people passing. In a very important tshuva that to this day reverberates throughout the streets of New York City, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Orachaim Chelik Aleph Simin Kuf Lamites, and as well as in many other places in his Tshuvas, follows the approach of the Magen Avraham and the Taz. He's willing to be Makel and say the only time it would be considered a Rishus HaRabim is if there are 600,000 people. Ramesha argued that the people, though, have to be outside, and he estimated that on an average day, for every 5 people that are inside a house, there's 1 outside. So therefore, Ramesha says you don't need 600,000 people in the city for it to be considered Rishus HaRabim. You'll need 5 times 600,000, and that is 3 million. Ramesha says it's not a problem, though, in getting Manhattan and Brooklyn to be a Rishus HaRabim, even with those large amount of numbers. At the end of the day, they have way more than 3 million. It should be noted that in speaking over the sugya with Rav Nevin Zal Shlita, he did tell me that he thought that 600,000 people did not follow Ramesha's Cheshbon, and whoever is in the city, as long as it's once a city of 600,000 people, not 3 million, in such a case, it could qualify as a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, even according to the Magen Avraham and the Taz. But Ramesha went even further. And here Ramesha said a tremendous chidush based on our Rashi, and this has transformed, for the Talmidim of Ramesha Zatzal, the phenomenon of building Erevin in large metropolis to this day. And that is, Ramesha said, if you take a look at Rashi on Davov Amid Aleph, Rashi just didn't say that it has a street where 600,000 people pass by, and that street becomes a Rishus HaRabim. Rather, take a look at Rashi Dibur HaMaschal Rishus HaRabim. Rashi says, Mashma Ruchav Shish Esri Amo, V'ir Shemitsuyin Ba Shishim Ribo. And a city that found inside of it is 600,000. Says Ramesha, you don't need 600,000 people passing in one place. It's not only an issue, says Ramesha, to the other poskim that had begun to calculate whether Broadway in Manhattan had 600,000 people passing there every day. Says Ramesha, it's not only an issue of whether you're able to carry on Broadway. It's an issue of whether you're able to carry anywhere throughout the city. Ramesha introduced this concept of a Rishus HaRabim D'ir. The city, the entire city, becomes a Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, Ramesha says, not only can't you construct, for argument's sake, on Ocean Parkway if 600,000 people pass there, and not only can't you construct on Broadway if, for argument's sake, 600,000 people pass there, but in the entire municipality. Ramesha seems to be going even with the secular definition of municipality, not necessarily the halachic definition of ear that we're going to have later on in our Masechet, becomes one big Rishus HaRabim D'ir. I remember when I was a young smicha student in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Rav Shechter showed us around to the Washington Heights Erev that had been constructed for the first time. It was under Rav Shechter's direction, and he gave us a tour showing us about the Erev. And afterwards, I asked Rav Shechter about this position of Ramesha. For those who know Rav Shechter Shlita, this might be an experience that they'd be able to relate to. I asked him, Rebbe, what about Ramesha Feinstein's position that all of Manhattan is an Erev? And even if there aren't 600,000 people that are passing through Washington Heights, at the end of the day, the whole Manhattan becomes an Erev. And Rav Shechter asked me, I don't understand the Ramesha. Can you say it over to me again? So I pointed to him this. I said over to him this Rashi. He said, I don't understand it. Doesn't make sense to me. Can you say it to me again? And this repeated itself 4 or 5 times until after 5 times, Rav Shechter said to me, I'm sure Rav Shechter was aware of the tshuva of Ramesha, but he was looking for someone who could try to make it more palpable to him. He did not seem to follow Ramesha's approach. After 5 times, he said to me, I don't know. I don't understand Ramesha's position. The Chazon Ish's approach in Erevin makes a lot more sense to me. But nevertheless, many in both Manhattan and in Brooklyn were choshesh for the position of Ramesha, and it emerges from the Rashi on our daf. Again, that is within the lenient position that holds that the definition of Rishus HaRabim is there are also 600,000 people there. According to others, the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah, as long as there is a street that's 16 amos wide, then automatically one would not be able to construct an Erev. If I'm not mistaken, this is the reason why, or one of the reasons, that in Lakewood there isn't an Erev that is constructed. Because there are many Rishonim, and it's a Chashash Chatas, as the Sefer Mishkanes Yaakov describes. This is an overview of the status of a Rishus HaRabim and its application Bizman HaZeh, as well as a summary of Rav Moshe Feinstein's position about constructing an Erev in large metropolis. Of course, this is in no way a guide, a practical guide to constructing Erevin, but a way of sharing with the Dear Talmidim the basic issues that are involved as they emerge from our daf.